This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Well, we're welcoming you to the Greenville Poinsettia Christmas Parade. Hello, I'm Carol Goldsmith.
Beautiful crowd tonight. It's Michael Cogdill.
There just go the Junior Civitans. Oh, here comes the WTPT 933 Planet.
That's one of my favorite stations, Carol.
Oh, yeah. What?
What?
What is this?
What are we? Carol?
Someone sounds hurt.
Somebody's ringtone is somebody's ringtone is too loud.
It's just like the sign that sounds coming from within the planet van, Michael.
Tom Crabtree, you're playing a prank on us right now. We're just kidding, folks. It's Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I need to call Matt. Ask him why he's playing this song.
We're really at Fall for Greenville, folks. And Rob Zombie's playing on the main stage behind us.
Remember back in the old I just have to come to terms with it. I was about to say, back in the old club days. But remember that one guy that would always be around downtown Greenville that looked like a cleaner Rob Zombie?
God, yes.
Like, he wasn't covered in soot and stuff like Rob Zombie always looked. Like, Rob Zombie always looked like he rubbed his hands with, like, charcoal briquettes and just rubbed his eyes.
God, man, where's the math teacher we always used to party with when she was, you know, probably went to work hungover the next day? What happened to her? What happened to the drunk chick who was always drunk that flashed everybody in the parking garage?
And then when we were doing our Christmas party and she got kicked out and she, we look out and we're doing a live show and we look outside and she's got her bare breast against the window of the bar still showing them.
What happened to the guy who had the bowling pin on top of his truck we'd always take off and put back?
Oh, God.
There was a whole cast of characters. It just.
And then the one guy who took the Napa hat off the truck and put it on somebody else's and didn't realize they were magnetized and couldn't get it back off. Oh, God. Man.
Man, I miss going in the G-spot straight to the kitchen and making whatever I wanted to eat. What's up, Danny?
Just going back there and make it whatever you want.
Come on, man.
Oh, that was fun.
I turn my hat backwards in your honor.
You do. Okay. First off, let me tell you this. You may have already known this, foosball, but I did not know this. So, last night at the Lakers game. You know, there's always, like, famous people there and stuff.
Yeah, it was a late one.
And first off, my girl Cam Brink was there. God bless.
Oh, hate the Celtics.
She's not a Celtic.
I know. I don't like it.
She's a Spark.
My son's favorite team.
Oh, for real?
I hate him.
Oh, he loves Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big Celtics fan. I'm a Lakers fan.
So, So, they show, you know, the thing. Macaulay Culkin is there, which I
over.
I love that dude.
Over with everybody.
Yeah.
That's Baby Billy's bastard son.
Yeah, it is.
Spoiler alert.
It's like, he's there with his wife, and I'm like, God, she is gorgeous. And I clicked through and I'm looking, and it's like, oh, her name is Brenda Song. That name is so familiar. And then I was like, oh my God, that's from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
That name is familiar, but not for, it seems like an older lady's name. I should know that from.
Probably my Aunt Brenda is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was thinking Brenda Lee, maybe, or
oh yeah,
Bruce's
rock
mom.
Around the Christmas tree. They've been married for 8 years and have two kids. I did not know that. I did not.
He was real mysterious for a while there. He didn't, like, everybody wondered what happened to him.
Didn't he go through a drug phase? He was in a band and his hair got long and it looked like he was going to go like the River Phoenix route, maybe maybe River Phoenix.
I believe he did, but
and now he's just like freaking awesome.
Maybe it's just a part of growing up. He's got to be early 40s, I imagine. He's making a killing on the autograph circuit.
It all started with his, you know, he didn't feel wanted as a child. Often forgotten.
God, everybody grew up with him.
Yeah.
Now you go to these conventions, he'll take a picture with you. Look, I'm sure he's tired of doing it at this point, hearing everybody's conversation, but.
Yeah, but has there ever been a time when, like, again, think about the sitcom stars. What would Red Fox command on the convention? You could take a picture with Fred Sanford. Maybe a photo op of him in the front seat of the old truck.
I read something interesting about Red Sanford. Or Red Fox. God dang it. I do that a lot. Get them mixed up. So there was a picture, he and Rodney Dangerfield and somebody else. They were at Myrtle Beach.
Doing the OK symbol?
That's what it was. It was this Myrtle Beach page that I follow on Facebook. They're like, well, this is before they knew what kind of comedy Red Fox was about.
Oh, yeah.
So they had the town dignitaries out. Everybody's packing the joint. He starts going off, you know, doing his bit, and they're like, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah, he was filthy. He was
dirty filthy.
Filthy as crap.
Made for an awkward night.
Okay, so speaking of awkward, so.
This really was.
Everybody remembers when the pandemic started, and suddenly there's this.
China tried to kill us?
This new app that everyone was getting and you had to have, and it was called Zoom. And I despise it with groups more than like four people, because you got somebody who's forgets to turn their mic off, and like even yesterday it's like won't, 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 won't. You know, that whole reverb thing was going on.
Yep.
So we had a group meeting yesterday, and I didn't know how many people were going to be in it. I imagined six or less. I have no idea.
No, I remember looking at the invite and it was going to be a lot.
Yeah, but usually the ones who get invited and actually show are not always consistent.
And they don't get in trouble for it. No recourse, but whatever.
So, but now it's like, hey, we're going to start using this other app. So I, like Fatboy, was like thinking, oh, God, I forgot to download this app. I got to go get the thing. Well, in reality, it's already kind of configured into the platform or whatever that we use.
Real easy, convenient,
just one click touch. Boom, you in there. So I get there about 7 to 8 minutes early on the virtual meeting, and lo and behold, Fatboy Ellenberg is already in the thing, which
was an accident.
Wait, how?
I was in there 15 minutes early. I thought when you press the button you had to download an app.
Yeah, same here.
So I'm like, it's gonna take me to a prompt, whatever. As soon as I press the button, takes me straight to the meeting where the boss is sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God, he's already saw me.
And if your camera and mic already are accessed or whatever, like, you're already like, boom, already on. Like, when somebody FaceTimes you, it's got that blur out thing where it's like, okay, I can kind of look at myself and get myself straight before I turn on the FaceTime.
What's up, fatty?
No, I popped right in. So I pop right in. My face never went on, but the camera went on, and I heard a whoom, 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 7 to 8 minutes early. And, our boss, Mark Hendricks, was like, every time somebody would pop in the thing, he's like, all right, yeah, there's Ernie. Hey, there's Dave. Hey, Dave. What? Floyd? Yeah. And then, hey, Matt. And there's no response. And
Matt?
I just seen him, like, he did like a Jim from The Office look. He just kind of looks at the camera like he's looking at everybody. He's like, shrugs his shoulders like, yeah, and maybe no Matt. And I took my mute off. This is where the bluntness is. I was like, hey man, I'm in the bathroom right now. And I was like, I'm in the bathroom right now. Really? So I'm just keeping it on mute till everything's, oh yeah, need you say more, yeah, gotcha. So then Everyone's just doing that fiddle, faddle, fart, whatever name conversation. Yeah, it's cool weather. Ah, yeah, NBA. All these different little various conversations going on. Well, I'm listening, but I'm also finishing up the obligations that I have there with the porcelain god. And our boss then says, now I'm thinking there's like me, him, Fat Boy, and two other dudes that work here in this building.
Yep.
I did not realize that people were popping in and they would not show everyone on the screen.
We had two corporate people too.
Yep.
Two suits.
That I've never even, one of them I'd never even heard of before, which doesn't mean anything, but I was like, I don't even know what this person's in charge of. Like, are we even killed? Are they way above me? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Are we allowed to email them without getting kicked out?
Right. So I hear our boss say, and our boss is cool. I mean, he is. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, anybody talks like this, yeah, you know I'm cool. You can tell.
I'm from Iowa, Stanton, Iowa. I'm cool.
He's like, yeah, look at all these talkers in here and nobody's saying a word right now. Again, thinking it was us, me, Fat Boy, him, and like two other like chill kind of cool dudes or whatever. I took it off mute and I was like, Mark, I already told you I was taking an S.
He said it too. You said it kind of annoyingly.
I said it trying, not out of agitation, more out of just like, oh, that's funny. But
dropping one.
There was 17 people on the call. Four of them were women. Not that that matters. Everyone does it, but
they should have said that too.
I just remember the look that Mark gave the camera. Just like,
yeah, he might want to see you today.
Yeah, like that thing where he's grinding his teeth, but he's not moving them. He's just ticking a big, like, I can't believe you just did that.
Don't you embarrass me. I say this. I enjoy, like, Mark will, he can dole it out, the criticisms, like, you know, professional for us, but it is very enjoyable to see him do it to somebody else, like I got to see yesterday. Because when it's just me and him in there, I'm like, God, somebody please pop in here real quick.
Yeah.
Because I was in a drive-thru line. I was about to make an order and put him on mute. And then I won't say the guy's name. May or may not be a sports show host in the market here. He pops on. I'm like, oh, good. Somebody else is on. And then Mark's like, hey, what's up with that 60 seconds of dead air this morning?
Oh,
yeah, what's
up? Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's about to get somebody's ass, and I get to watch it.
God.
But he does that little thing he does. Like, he's very very well in his management skills, where he's like, I think we need to do this, that, and the other to avoid that ever happening again. I was like, come on, man. Ream him out so I can hear it.
He's good at, like, that's something I would never be good at. And Mark has actually said it before. Like, he thinks, like, his – I'm not second-guessing it, but he says, like, his talent is managing people. Dude, yeah. I could never. And if I could, if I was a manager, I absolutely couldn't be friendly in any way with you.
But he does a great job at keeping it, you separating the two.
And when I say friendly, I mean like doing extracurricular stuff, not screwing or nothing, but like going out, being buddies. Because then it's like, then I've got to also be your manager. I couldn't do it.
You can't do nothing to earn brownie points with him because he keeps that separate. Like there's personal and work. And he's kind of intimidating I know he's got moves where he'll sit there and kind of stare at you when he's sipping on his iced coffee, like through a straw, kind of giving you the once over. I'm like, oh. He's thinking.
He's going to love this too. He's like, oh, a whole segment about me. But his poker face, when you think you're in trouble and he calls you in there, he's like, come by my office. I'm not going to tell you why I want you to.
Yep.
I want to make you nervous for 45 minutes to an hour. Come by my office after the show. You're thinking, what did I just say 3 hours ago? What did I just say?
You rack your brain. It's a short text that says, stop in on the way out. Yeah.
You go in, you sit down, he's like, yeah, go ahead and close. Or if he stands up to close the door. And then he just kind of gets his, grinds his teeth and kind of like, the sun's in his eyes, the way he looks at you, whatever, yeah. You know you're good. Because he's going to do one of those things where he puts his hands behind his head. Like, all right. Did you hear about the numbers?
So what's up?
Yeah.
If you only knew a fraction of what I had to deal with, it blew your mind, fatty. I'm
putting out fires all the time. Guys, you think it's bad. Listen to what I got to deal with right here.
You got people pole vaulting over mouse turds over here. You got to look it up.
Making mountains everywhere. Is that a Midwest thing? Pole vaulting over mountains? It was always mountains out of molehills down here.
Because he says measure. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me. I'm like, what is he saying?
I heard him say that. I was like, I've never heard measure before.
To get the tape measure. Like,
how do you say water? Do you say water? Very strange. Happy Bosses Day upcoming, Mark. And happy Friday to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Morning, everybody.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When they bicker back and forth, that's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm reading texts at 1-800-774-0093. It's the same number to call, same one you text now. TLCMotors.com phone line. Vanessa says, hey, would you please wish me a happy birthday today? This is Vanessa.
Nope.
Absolutely not. But Fatboy was saying a moment ago before we went to break that, what was the thing you were saying before we went to break? There was something interesting.
What if you waxed a certain body part? What would happen?
No, off not off there. That wasn't a wax. That was about the
The
trend word is serum. And we just saw a commercial for it. It's like serum, you know, get rid of the wrinkles and all this stuff. And I'm like, wonder what if you put that on a different part of the body? Like, what would it do? Like, let's say, like, you know, like a ball sack or someone's inner rectum.
Would it mess it up, really?
Like, would it smooth it? I mean, like, what would happen?
I just found out that bears naturally form plugs when they hibernate. They don't poop. They plug themselves up. Then when they come out of hibernation...
Oh, they just go forever?
God, that's when they take the big one.
No way.
Yep. It's like a natural... I don't know if it's all the food they eat.
Was that taught in school? Because hibernation was taught, but I don't remember ever asking, and God knows if I had thought about it, I would have.
They didn't. Because then they would have to tell you about the plugs. Then they don't want to put that thought in your head and get you to, you know, get whatever has a plug.
Yeah.
Just like they don't teach you positions and moves in sex ed.
No, they don't.
When they really should.
No, they don't.
So you can be safe.
And then when you kind of are hearing it kind of from here, there, and yonder, but never from, like, authorities, like your parents or anything like that, like, you hear, like, what a first move I ever heard about was the missionary position. And yeah. then I the only thing I knew about missionaries was from church. And then what do you know, a few months later, my mom is going to Brazil as a missionary, and I'm like...
You're all kind of confused.
Like, what does that mean? Like, what does it mean she's going to be a missionary in Brazil? Where they do the waxes?
Then that happened to her when she was in
Brazil. With the pocketbook. Yep. She put her pocketbook down, didn't realize that meant she was available for hire. on the left, you put your handbag or whatever by the left foot at a restaurant, it means you're a hooker. Over there, the Portuguese way to do it. Over here, we're just like, I'm an OnlyFans. Over there, it's like, I'm going to be demure and put the purse down by my right or my left leg.
We got to learn the customs of what not to do when you go out of the country.
That's why I don't.
Like, how do you not get solicited for drugs when you go to the Bahamas, for example? What can you do to avoid that? Which is what happened to you when we went years and years ago. As soon as he got off the boat. And how old was the kid? And I'm pretty sure he was driving the car, wasn't he?
I mean, like, that kid looked like he was 12 years old, driving a car, selling seashells and cocaine. Like, literally, wow. He had two things for sale, conks and coke. And he wasn't talking about Coca-Cola. He was talking about cocaine.
There's no way he had a driver's license.
But no, I mean, no, he did. He looks like that one kid from the meme where he's got his hands folded and he's just looking up out of the corner of his eye at you. You know that kid. He looks just like that kid.
The one where the meme says, you mean to tell me you got water so clean you pee in it?
Yes, that's that kid. That's that same kid. I'm telling you. He tried to sell me a seashell. I could hear the ocean through and cocaine and make me feel like it was 1977.
I can imagine that. That's
the wildest thing. All right, let's not make empty promises here. We say we're going to take phone calls, and even though you say these are not good on hold, we'll
Hey, man.
I'm kidding. He didn't say
hey.
That.
Hey, you got the cocaine?
Yeah, man. You got some, we're going to take some souvenirs back to the States.
Hey, come on and do the cocaine.
What do you have here, pal?
Oh, we got cocaine. We got the kind you'd snort in your nose. We got cocaine butt plugs.
You know, I usually my butt goes to sleep if I sit down long enough, so I don't need that. Do you have any conk?
Oh, we got conk. Why am I giving a kid an old man voice?
Why are you saying, hey, man?
Hey, we got the cocaine. We got the conk.
Well, now, why is he now?
Why is he a Mexican? And why is he living in the Bahamas?
I was like,
hey, you want to do the cocaine?
It's a new movie. Cheech and Chong go to Freeport.
Hey, man, we got the conk and the cocaine.
CNC God. Music Factory stood for Conk and Cocaine Music Factory.
I can't do a little black kid Bahama voice.
That's probably good.
I gotta practice it.
I think the company agrees that's good. You don't do that. Just take them in order. Don't even give them any kind of whatever. We'll make them all good.
You want to talk to Dastardly Dave, possibly Dan, but maybe Dave?
That's a long name. Dastardly, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Matt, man, you were talking about how do you know about bats and stuff like that when they're in sports cards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that the pile of paninis in right now?
Oh, with the relics? Taking them out of the cards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this. What happened? I like cards, too.
When they first started, the first one they is, as far as I know, the first big one that was done was the Babe Ruth bat, and I think it was 97 or 98 Upper Deck, and they take a bat, you know how long a bat is, and they would, you know, cut it down little slivers and put it in the thing, and then they started doing it with jerseys like Jordan and Griffey and all these ones, and then now, like, every player, even a rookie, will have a they used to call them game-used jersey cards, and then they started calling them relics or memorabilia cards. Mm-hmm. And they used to say on the back, this was used, like Upper Deck would almost even put the date the game jersey was from, like what game. And then it started saying, well, where this was player worn, which means not game worn. They wore that jersey maybe while they were signing autographs. Then it got to the point where now it says, this relic is not from any particular event, season, or player. But prior to that, they were putting on there like a Brock Purdy. They'd say, this is a jersey card. And it meant that even if it was just player worn, it was on his body. Well, people started thinking something was fishy, and they started pulling these things apart and realizing not only was it not player worn, it wasn't even that player. It was a team jersey, and it doesn't even mean that it was – they could have just went to wherever, bought a jersey, cut it up, stuck it on the card. Is that what you were going to say, Dastardly?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I actually did it – I actually pulled one of my cards apart just to, you know.
Yeah.
I had a duplicate of it. I pulled it apart, and it was a Justin Jefferson jersey card.
Ooh.
And the freaking patch was from a running back from the Ravens.
So it wasn't even the Vikings?
No, it was from a running back of the Ravens.
See, how would you know, though? Like, there's that much of the patch in the card?
They put this seal on there so they allegedly will know which player it came from. So it'll be, like, all over printed on the back of the relic. But if it's, like, clearly white now, people call those napkin cards. Because it's, like, literally it's nothing. It's like a manufactured patch.
You know,
it's
people like are doing nothing. This to Funko Pops. They'll cut the heads off them because some have had money in them before. They're like Easter eggs. Some have had candy in them. Some of these heads and these Funko Pops have stuff in them. Not all of them, but some of them.
Why?
I don't know why they were doing it. If it was an Easter egg of somehow somebody caught on to
it. They were trying to like mule out money or drugs or something out of... Are those made in Japan?
I don't know, but overseas? I got like 30 of them in the office.
Well, God, let's go do some coke and get some drugs and some cash or whatever's inside.
Call the Bahamian kid.
All right, y'all, you have a good one.
Hang on now.
We mentioned drugs, and Dastardly's got to go.
You ain't letting us go.
All right, thank you, Dan. All right. Or Dave.
All right.
See you, man.
Hey, if I don't see you.
He's like, guys, I'm a youth counselor.
And, I can't be on the phone.
I can't be on the phone while you talk about that.
Guys, I wasn't supposed to call you anyway, to be honest with you. I had to sneak outside and do it.
Here's a text. Have you guys ever had conch fritters? No. I've never had conch, to my knowledge.
Just conch fritter. You know what? This is going to trigger, possibly, some market manipulation that might get on the government's radar. Because when you're talking about collectibles like this, you're talking in the high millions.
Oh, yeah.
Like the LeBron, one of the most expensive cards, the LeBron three-patch card, which is a patch from each of his jerseys from each three teams he's won a championship with.
The logo man ones.
There was only one of one.
Mm-hmm.
How does LeBron James not get at least first crack at having his own card?
Because.
And who decides it's a one of one?
The company, Panini mm-hmm. in that case. But
antitrust, monopoly.
Somebody, like, most guy, it's weird. Most people of that level don't care about their own stuff. That's why they didn't save it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, you would think that would get on LeBron's radar and he'd be like, hang on now.
Oh, speaking of that, remember we did the sports story about the Paul Skeens one of one. One of one means, obviously, I think most people get, they only make one of it. And it was his rookie patch jersey that they took off his rookie jersey, put it on the card. He signed it, one of one, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he wanted it. The Pirates also wanted it, and so did his, I don't know if they're engaged, or his girlfriend, Livy Dunn.
Who's fighting for it.
Freaking fantastic. They were fighting over it. Pirates, like, we'll give 30 years of season tickets for this card.
God.
All these game used jerseys and all this stuff. A kid, I think an 11 or 12 year old kid hit that card. So now that kid gets 30 years of.
He's a Bucks fan now. He's got
to
be.
Yeah, and I'd like really good seats. He gets to watch a game that Skeens he's pitching in the suite with Livy Dunn. So he's just a 12 year old. We're going to walk in there with Livy Dunn.
Dude, just the access that, like, the cachet that this stuff carries. A.J. Brown a couple weeks ago. When he threw the ball into the stands, he told the guy, I'll give you a jersey right now to give it back. And it's just like, it's instant currency.
Yeah. It's liquid, as they say.
God.
Oh, crap. Crazy. I got to do headlines on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I will tell you what I've got going on.
Dastardly let us go. It kind of threw me off. So
I know. Well, I know. Sorry if we angered you, Dastardly.
He let me let you go. Yes, we did us.
Okay.
He let me let you go.
Don't let me go. Even though you have access to just hang up.
If I don't see you, happy President's Day.
When is that?
February. Toward the end of February. It'd be another Monday off.
They should have just done an inauguration on that day.
Really should. That should be like, well, did you want to wait another month for your buddy to get in?
No. No. Look at what he's doing already. We're going to find out who killed JFK and
find all that stuff
where
out.
Bigfoot is and spaceships and all that stuff. I don't like this story.
Oh, come on. Is it a good one?
Well, I want to do fun. I have big shoes to fill, that being Paige.
Remember him signing that JFK order? Now he's like, oh, this is a big one.
You were talking about the way he signs. He does. He holds the end of the pen like he's painting with brush strokes when he's
very uncomfortable looking. I don't like it.
All right, maybe this will mean something to you, some of you. You're going to have to change the way you dress to get on an airplane. We've gotten a little comfortable, apparently, with that, people wanting to wear pajamas or wear all kind of equipment and technology in there.
Shorts.
And blah, blah, blah. There are new rules, and this has started with Spirit Airlines, which the one that's like, what did we say? It's the most affordable but scariest airplane you can get on?
Yeah, it's one of the budget ones for sure.
Yeah. So new dress codes for riding on airplanes. We'll tell you about that. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
It's crazy, ain't it? It's crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Spirit Airlines. They just made news. Spirit Airlines just made news the other day saying, hey, you don't even need a credit card anymore. You can Venmo us. Which.
Real convenient, if you think about it.
It is, but it throws up a lot of like. Venmo is still one of those, in fact, well, you'll know what I'm saying and probably be able to help me say it because I'll pick the wrong words, like for encryption and things like that. Like, that's one of those where when it comes to planes, it's always looked at who bought the ticket.
Yeah.
I know that from watching that show about smuggling drugs, whatever, to catch a smuggler. So if you bought it with Venmo, it's not necessarily attached, encrypted to a particular person. So how does that go through the what's it called, the group that watches over what's the word, it was a new thing after 9/11, Oh. That's the Patriot Act. The people, FTA. FTA? No.
So what, Homeland Security?
I guess. Anyway.
Or the Guardian Angels?
No, what is the group? The not ATF. FAA. There we go.
FAA, okay.
Yes, FAA.
It's not as stringent. You get a first and a last name, but of course you have your address on there, but you know, anybody could hack a Venmo, and it's not the most secure form of payment, you know.
This is a country where someone can come in and change your home warranty or deed, and if you don't notice it, they can keep your house.
Yep.
It's a lot of weird laws.
It's like buying, people can get life insurance policies on people you don't even know. You got to have your social, but if you can get that, like, you can put a policy on them when they kill over. I mean, that's your money.
The company has one on each of us.
Yeah. You know what some companies do? If you don't go in and change it, they make themselves the beneficiary.
I know.
You better go look at that.
I did.
Like, you listening.
You changed it to you. I saw it. You took my beneficiaries.
I hacked it. You listening, whoever you work for, you better go check it.
Spirit Airlines are causing more of a ruckus in the airline world. They just announced now you can no longer wear see-through clothing on their airplanes. It'll get you kicked off the next flight if you're wearing see-through. So we're saying no more sheer tops without a bra, ladies.
Dang it.
Or guys, I mean, or whatever you claim.
No more fishnets.
You leave him clear plastic pants at the house.
What if Bianca?
I think you have to wear those when you go to the events at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Clear pants.
Yeah, to match the bags?
Yep.
What if Bianca Censori wants to fly around?
No, tough blankie.
They're not going to let her on.
Don't even think about wearing your full fishnet bodysuit. You can't do that either.
God, I saw a video of her walking with Kanye, and I'm like, he's got to know people are going to stare at her.
Her back has to be in so much pain.
She's got some whoppers, and you can always see them because of what she wears.
Think about if you weighed 105 pounds, 110 pounds. It's kind of hard to tell. But you were walking around every day carrying two 50-pound babies, twins. They were on you like a papoose.
A papoose.
Hey, I see a papoose.
Papoose. Pop that papoose.
That would just be damaging on your back.
God, she's got
That's
more.
Why Paige is not here. She threw hers out.
She's got more whoppers than a Super Dollar Tree.
That's right.
And they're just right there for everybody to see.
So anyway, if you are, even if you, because the big thing, you know how people, when they want to take their dog, a lot of people misuse the whole,
it's my emotional support.
My emotional support thing.
It's my everything.
A lot of people were saying when they were wearing these shirts showing specifically the nipple and the eyes, that it was body art. And it was art. And they were like, hey, man, if that dude can say he's a woman, guess what? I'm walking art right now.
That's what they always, they'll find an example of somebody, you know, that they can put up against it.
Always. Yes, it reminds me of this.
Ma'am, why does your service animal love peanut butter so much? Please tell us.
It's like when, look, find the fun in this. But there was this guy, and I don't know the state, but he goes up to this guy that's holding a Confederate flag, and he's wearing a shirt and all this. And
God, like, it happened here, didn't it?
No, it wasn't here, but I want to say Mississippi, Alabama around that. And there's like, hey, so what are you out here with that for? He's like, you know, people assume they think this is what this is about. If this is so bad, why is it that the General Lee had it on top of their car? Maybe I'm just a big fan of Duke's Hazard. And they're like, are you out here doing that because you're a fan of Duke's Hazard? Well, not exactly. But you don't know that. So you're passing judgment on me.
He knows it now, don't he?
He knows it now. An executive order signed just yesterday. The ink is still fresh. Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump.
What is this one?
The J stands for John. He is making thousands and thousands. They're saying could be hundreds of thousands of documents, meaning like pages, related to the assassinations of JFK, RFK, and MLK.
That makes you wonder what's left because there's been, I think they said 13,000 or so of these documents released already. Like, how much stuff do they have?
But is it going to be all, is it going to be still redacted?
Probably it's got to be right. Like so most of the Area 51 stuff was.
What is okay, we got 100,000 sheets of paper here, but majority of it's black lines through it. Then where's the redaction? What's the point?
Yeah, really, because, you know, the stuff you want to know is redacted. Black lines matter. What if it's redacted?
I want him to go in and do all these things, but I don't want him to. like, down deep, no matter who you are, you have ideas about who was involved, not the same person necessarily, but in those three, there's generally an association or a group that you say, oh, they may have had something to do with this. But if you're Big Don, like, I'm saying, like, don't go get a bunch of targets on you because you're trying to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough to navigate the whole J6
part. I'm saying, if that was the CIA that had their hand in all these things, people can say all day long what they want to me about this. They're not an equal arm of the government. They're their own thing.
Do you think Trump, do you think he wants some of these orders to go through some legal challenges? Just because on one hand, he's fulfilling a campaign promise, he's signing all this stuff, but on the other hand, it's like, well, maybe it won't all go through. You know, if it faces some challenges, you know, it's kind of killing one bird with two stones.
Then that makes people start to say, then what is the president? If they sign an executive order and it can still get, for lack of a better term, trumped, then what is a president then? And he's challenging that. And I think it's bold, but I don't want to, like, remember when he was running the last time, he's like, I'm going to drain the swamp. And people didn't know exactly.
I thought he meant he had to pee.
No, he didn't say the one-eyed gopher. He said the swamp. And a lot of people said, well, he's going to tell some secrets. And then you started seeing some stuff move in that direction where names were being outed. So maybe some stuff we've even been talking about the Q4 of last year. Well, then when Trump was starting all that, what happened? Freaking the pandemic. Everything got shut down.
I like when he asked the secretary, he's like, what is this one?
What is this one? What
sir, this signing? Is the one of the release of the JFK documents. Like, oh, this is a big one. Like, everybody wants this one.
Think he ever had any fun and like had him like sign something that says, I think that Pelosi's hot, blah, 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 all these things. Hey, way to give that back.
Probably.
Eric Trump was doing that.
Do you think he's sitting there with no pants on the desk?
Again, you have this fascination of I can't think of Trump not wearing a trench coat. You also mentioned off the air the other day.
I want to know
what if Trump drives a car. I was like, no.
I want to know what he wears around the White House when he's like, he ain't always
a trench coat.
You don't think he's got like jammies or like shorts?
The only thing I've ever seen him in, other than like a suit, is that white polo that he wears when he golfs with his granddaughter.
Yeah, that was it, and his gold cap, but
and his giant son.
What if he's just the complete opposite, and he's like, you know, he sleeps butt naked. Can you imagine you have to Secret Service run, sir, we have to leave. Like, I'm naked. Hang on a second.
I use Melania as a blanket.
I'm butt naked.
Do you have that clip handy?
This one right here.
Listen to this.
A lot of y'all stink. You're nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a s*** about your life problems, mother.
The pacing, the tone, the cadence of that was revolutionary. The FOF line next, 864-241-4318. We're going to play them all next. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.